Blog Talk Radio.
First Peter 1 and 15, as he was, and holy, 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 and holy
Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 14,
which says simply,
follow peace
with all men
and holiness
without which
no man
shall see the Lord.
If we have the Holy Spirit dwelling in our lives, we must be holy. Holiness really means being Christ-like. Holiness means every aspect
of living for God.
It's a privilege to be holy. It's a privilege not to be bound to sin. It's a privilege not to be addicted to alcohol. It's a privilege not to be addicted to smoking. It's a privilege not to be bound by lust and bitterness and envy. It's the most powerful thing in the world that when somebody treats you wrong, instead of treating them wrong back, you can say, look, nobody's going to manipulate me. Nobody's going to tell me how to think. The devil can't make me do this. No other person can provoke me into an ungodly situation. But through the power of the Holy Ghost, I can respond with a meek and gentle and quiet and peaceable spirit
under all circumstances.
Well, don't y'all over there think of, well, y'all say you can't do this, you can't do this, and you can't do certain things.
You don't matter.
How long you talk to them until they get a revelation of who God is, they're not going to understand what holiness is. It's a must. It's not just an optional way, another plate building to get into and just say you're a believer, but it is the only way to travel and to become a true, full-hearted believer.
Well, praise God. Welcome to another episode of Kingdom of God Ministry. I am your host, Evangelist Kathy Montgomery, and I have a special guest, Minister Charlene Ray. Can you hear me, Minister?
I can.
Okay,
Evangelist
awesome,
Kathy,
awesome.
Thank you so much.
Well, we're so honored to have you on the program today, and like I said before, what we do on this program, I want you to just let go and let God. Whatever way God is leading you, I was able to meet you this past Sunday, and you connected, and you're talking about divine connection. You have a heart after God, the young ladies, and when you said that about the domestic sex trafficking, that just touched my heart, you know. Me, myself, I know about all types of abuse, but this sex trafficking, a lot of people is just not aware that it's as close as our city. And I did some research, and I was shocked to find out that Atlanta is one of the biggest hubs for sex trafficking, probably because we're an international airport. And, you know, what are we going to do, Pastor, Minister? We're going to open with prayer, and then I have a praise song that I will play, and then you can come forth and we can, you know, later on we'll open the phone lines if we have some calls. You know, we can minister to the young ladies in that way, okay? So
that's
that
wonderful.
Amen. So I will put you, you'll be able to hear me, but I'm going to place you in what I call our holding room. And then when this song ministers, God just put it on my heart to minister this song. And once it plays, I'll bring you back in the studio. Okay?
That's wonderful. Thank you.
All righty.
Leave me a message and I'll...
Praise the Lord for that worship song. And I want to give out our call in for your glory. That was Sasha Cobb singing for your glory, Lord. I know if you're like me, sometimes you just want to steal away and You say, God, whatever it takes, Lord God, whatever it takes, is for your glory. What we do here on Kingdom of God Ministry, Voice of the Evangelist, is for the glory of God. What my sister is doing with this domestic sex trafficking, reaching back, saving these young girls, is for the glory of God. Amen. I want to give out our guest call-in number. It's 646-668-8633. Again, if you have questions or you want to call in, comments, feel free to call us at 646-668-8633. Again, I would like to say we have our special guest, Minister Charlene Ray, and I will yield the floor to her. First, we will open up with prayer, and then I will yield the floor to her that she will go as the Lord lead her. Amen. Father God, we just want to thank you on today, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that you have given us the platform, Lord God, to minister to the hurting, to the broken. Lord God, those who just need a special touch on today. Lord God, they have been wounded. They have been abused, Lord God. And Lord God, we just lifted my listening audience up to you today, Lord, that your Holy Spirit will go forth and begin to touch, heal, deliver, set the captives free, Lord God, physically and mentally. Set them free, Father God. Set them free. Set them free. Set them free, Father God. Lord God, right now we just ask that if there is anyone in our listening audience that has been bound up, I'm calling in my sister now so if she can hear. Can you hear
Hello.
Me?
Hello. Yes, I can hear you now. Thank you.
Yeah, sometimes I think it's the internet. It'll come in, come out, you know. So thank the Lord. I live up here in the boonies. So that's what happened when you're live. But I was just opening up with prayer. And Lord God, we just reach out to all the hurting, to the wounded. Lord God, we ask that your healing power come into their lives right now. Begin to resurrect those dead situations. Lord God, things that they thought may have died, but you can resurrect it in the name of Jesus. So, Lord God, we thank you for this platform on today. We thank you for everyone that is tuning in, listening. And, Lord God, we just thank you for our special guest. And as at that, I will yield the floor to my beautiful sister in Christ, Minister Charlene Ray. So, Sister Charlene, if you don't mind, tell us a little bit about your program and how, you know, we can help, you know, what can we do? Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Evangelist. Thank you so much. It's an honor. It truly is an honor to be with you today and those that are on the call and that will listen later. We just know that God is able to do all things. And he does them well. And so the main crux of what we have and what I felt to discuss today is about the human trafficking in which the domestic sex trafficking is a part of. It's a modern day form of slavery. And the Lord, through his divine connection some years ago, through other ministry, connected me with a precious sister in Christ named Mary Frances Boley, and she was doing women's ministry, and I was at the time, and what we saw, we went our own ways with the Lord, and then another sister, Dr. Judy Massey, who ministered as the prayer leader at one time with the GLOW International, and through these connections, God has fast forward, and 15 years ago, Wellspring Living was birthed, and it was actually the anniversary just this month, and of their 15 years of ministering to these young girls, and then women also, who have come not out of just abusive situations, but in this, as the Lord told me last year, what he looks at this as, a heinous crime against humanity, against humanity, because it's not just girls. It is primarily girls. It is also young boys that are bought are sold by even family members, especially in other nations. But we do want to focus today on what's happening here in our local community in the city of Atlanta and the state of Georgia. And as you mentioned earlier, our dear sister, in your research, that presently I've not been able to get the new statistics. FBI compiles those, and the Center for Domestic Violence and the task force of the United States government for the human trafficking compiles these data. But it takes a while, as you know, to get all that together. So it's usually a couple of years behind. But the last statistics reflected that Atlanta was actually number one in the human trafficking industry. And let me say that again. It's an industry. It is no longer what drives this, the driving force behind it, for those of us, since this is a Christian talk radio, it is a spirit of mammon and greed that drives this.
It
is a multi-billion dollar industry.
My God.
It is absolutely unreal to me and to most of us to think of, especially those of us who are parents and grandparents and, you know, even our sisters and nieces and nephews, that anyone would want to harm a little one like this. Because it's not about, even though we call it, sex trafficking, because they use that. And it's a form of enslaved prostitution. Where these young girls, even just recently, this year, God has really been answering their prayer. And that's what we want to zero in today, is how can we do something about this? And the Lord spoke to me last year as we were preparing a task force, a spiritual task force that he said he needed. There's a governor's task force, and Mary Frances is on that governor's task force for the Ministry of Wellspring Living, and to reach these young girls as they are imprisoned because they are out on the streets. They are committing what is a crime if they are in prostitution, and the men that purchase them for sex. What is so appalling is it's not just a consensual sexual act with prostitution. It is for money. And I want to read right now what the sex trafficking itself, the definition is for our law enforcement agencies and what we can use as a plumb line when we're talking about this. It is the recruitment and harboring and transportation, provision, or obtaining of a person for the purpose of a commercial sex act.
Oh my goodness.
And in which that commercial sex act is induced by force, fraud, or coercion, in which the person forced to perform such an act is under the age of 18 years old. Think about it.
These are truly...
It's appalling, isn't it, that they're out to capture the young and to try to destroy their future. And we know that God says that he has good plans for us in Jeremiah 29:11 and a hope and a future, you know, not to harm us. So we know that this is the enemy who is seeking them out. And
you said the average age is between, was it 12 to 17?
The average age of those that are entrapped in this industry is from age 12 to 14. The average age itself is age 14. I mean, that is just a beginning of maturity for these young girls. And once they experience the trauma of being forced into a situation to have sex and various ways, it is anywhere from the numbers that we have per that in Atlanta that we know the age runs between typically, like I said, on the streets of the age of 14, and the, even each night that they're forced to sell themselves between 8 and 12 times a night. I mean, it's not just one partner. It's not just one person. It's continually over and over, because the pimps, the those that are out there doing this to get the money, a lot of times the girls are on drugs already. They've drugged them so they can stay awake. They're deprived of food. They're deprived of sleep. And then, you know, they are taken back to a place that they are held and literally in captivity in a locked. And these are not places that are necessarily clean or, you know, just to even think about the health issues for these young girls and the neglect that they have. And here in Atlanta, in Georgia, we know the average is about 100 girls a night exploited monthly, between 200 to 300. And those are just the young ones underage. I mean, we know that there are women who have grown up in this industry and they don't feel like there's a way out. And so they are continually being exploited by that spirit of coercion and intimidation and a promise. And I feel to say this, that for us to pray and to understand and to have an awareness that it happens right here in our neighborhoods.
That's right.
You know, that the fact that they are mostly runaways, they've come out of abusive family situations. They've already been abused, the majority of them, in various ways in their earlier years. And they have felt trapped, and they're trying to get out. But what happens is they just get further involved and further entrapped. And the heart of the Father, we know, is just to set them free, just to set them free. And it is amazing to us as we seek the Lord and as we pray. And he spoke to me last November in Wellspring Living is just one of the ministries. I do want to say that in Atlanta. It just happens to be the one that God has connected me with. There are many other good ministries here. Wellspring happens to have a program, a live-in program, where the girls and they partner with the state to receive them if they're placed into jail between the age of 12 and 17. And they have a place to go, and it's not just a home, but they receive training. Think about these girls. This is the time that they're supposed to be getting an education. They're supposed to be in school and building relationships and preparing for a future. And so that's exactly what Wellspring does, and some of the other ministries also. And the main thing that we can do is pray. We can volunteer to work with these ministries and come and be mentors. We can certainly, because this is the spirit of mammon and the resources are so great, you know, think about what it takes you to run your own household. And and these are multiple girls that come in, and women. And another program of Wellspring Living also has is called the Empowered Living Academy. And that young girls who have come out of abusive situations but are older, younger women, they partner with other agencies around Atlanta to help obtain internships. Because that is the one main thing that drives this, is they don't feel like they have a way out and a way to provide for themselves. Many of these girls have gotten pregnant. They have children. They don't have a stable environment to go back to once they come out. And so we need mentors. We need men and women of God who can stand up and help them learn the ways of the Lord. Pray over them. We do have prayer counselors. We pray weekly strategically with Wellspring Living, and that's part of one of the things that my ministry, Lydia's House of Prayer, does as a watchman intercessory mission that the Lord has given and said clearly to me last November that it was time to take down the giant.
Amen. Praise God.
And so we're just in agreement, and I'm so excited for the divine appointments with Evangelist Kathy and her husband, Lord. I just thank you for them. I just ask you to bless them, Lord, in opening up the eyes and the hearts and the ears for those to hear what is really happening. And what caused us to get into more into this conversation, for those of you who are in the Atlanta area, is just in the last few weeks, there was a young girl who, it had to be God, because they take their phones, they take any communication away from them. They don't allow them to communicate with the outside world. But this young woman had a telephone, and she contacted 911 here in the Atlanta area, and the police were dispatched to a home that was being rented in a very high multi-million affluent area, in Atlanta, over in the Dunwoody area. And I can't share all the details, but someone very close and who ministers in this area lives in that area. And they had just met recently. And so as we pray, we want to pray to expose where this is what's called an occult spirit behind it. It is in the dark, it is hidden, and so we want the Lord to expose all of these different areas. If it's okay, I'd like to mention a couple of several of the ways in which the girls are sold, obtained, and the access is given to them. Spas, where, you know, it's advertised as a maybe just, you know, massage parlor, adult modeling studios. Many of them are lured in through the internet, through the pornographic sites, where they think they are going in to get a modeling career, and they're, you know, asked to pose, you know, nude, and then it turns out that the money, even though at first it's very good, it's eventually taken from them, and then of course we have the strip clubs, where the younger women, and even into, you know, earlier 30s, they are paid, and it draws that spirit. And then, of course, we have the residential brothels, you know, that we know that, and then truck stops. And believe it or not, there's something called sex tourism, where people, especially through things like the Super Bowl and these large sporting events. There was a huge contingent in Houston just, you know, last month or January, that ministries all over the U.S. Converged on that area to pray and to have availability to speak to these girls and into the areas. And especially, like I said, truck stops for us here in Atlanta, Interstate 20 and Interstate 75 are huge highways that are truly interstate. And so that's where your trafficking actually comes in. They cross the state line. They cross another city, international, where they are flown in, like you mentioned before, Kathy. That's exactly right. We don't have the largest number of international here, but because the airport, they come through, and then they are put into another vehicle, another home, and taken to other places where they are, once again, sold. I mean, they literally will take them overnight to a party and bring them back to another place to be held. And so just want to say that what was uncovered here in Atlanta just the last few weeks was, I just know that it was because of prayer. As we pray that, and so there were 8 women in that home that were released.
Amen.
And it turns out that the man who was responsible has been given a sentence and held without bond. We thought at first someone did not, and so they reversed that. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
And so we want to also pray for justice. We want to pray for justice.
That's right.
That those that are doing this, that their eyes will be open, that they will have a revelation of what they are doing and the wickedness. Lord, you know, the word says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
Right.
And
that's right.
And so we also want to pray for our law enforcement officials and all of those that are out there. They're being trained. Wellspring's been a part of that for years. We've gone through different states and helped promote this and helped train others in how to do this, because the girls need to have the trauma broken off of them.
That's right. Healing, spiritual
and,
healing.
The healing. Most of them don't know the Lord. They're so young. They haven't been in a situation where their families raised them to know who God really is, that there is a Savior out there.
Amen. Amen. So,
and,
Sister, you see more of the churches is coming on board now, or being aware or educated in this area?
We are getting more. There are more Wellspring and other ministries like this and agencies. Have advocates. Actually, there are a lot of agencies out there and ministries that just advocate.
Amen.
And we passed what's called the Safe Harbor bill here in Georgia and other states, and that's something that the church helped, because they voted for that at the state level. And so the awareness in the church, we definitely need more. We definitely need more, because, you know, the word tells us that it's our responsibility for the healing of the land.
Amen.
And it's not the world.
That's true.
It's the 1 Chronicles 7:14. It's the church.
And
healing of the body, the healing of the spirit is the Lord. So, I would like to just say quickly before I move to a scripture, is the website for Wellspring Living. It's on your page for the blog radio, but it is wellspringliving.org, and that is here, like I said, in the Atlanta area. And donations are extremely important, but volunteering and prayer. And so least I forget, we are having, as the Lord spoke to me about taking the giant down, and we've partnered with others that pray specifically, that just have a heart like you to see God move and to see this broken, so that these young girls, these young boys and women are set free from captivity. We're praying around Atlanta on a quarterly basis, and we also set up monthly prayer calls and go in and speak to the churches. So I'm open to go and share if anyone would like that, to just contact me through the website at lydiashouseofprayer.com, lydiashouseofprayer.com. And also on May the 18th, and we're hoping that Evangelist and Apostle will be able to, Montgomery will be able to join us if their schedule allows. But on May the 18th at 7 p.m., we will be gathering on the west side of Atlanta in the Austell area at the Atlanta Revival Center. They are opening their facility to us. And so we want as many to come as possible. We'll have praise and worship and then just do declaration and prayer and just intercede on behalf. So we welcome all of you to come and to share that word with others.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, dear sister, the Lord gave me Isaiah 61.
Okay.
Which is the basis actually for Wellspring Living and for, for all of us to just know what the Lord says about this. And I'm reading from the New American Standard Version of the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the afflicted.
Amen.
He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to captives and freedom to prisoners.
Amen.
To proclaim the favorable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God.
Yes.
To comfort all who mourn and to grant those who mourn in Zion, giving them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning.
Yes. Amen.
And so, Father, we thank you, Lord, that you are putting on them a garment of praise instead of that spirit of heaviness. That they are called the oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord, that
Thank
he
you.
May be glorified, and that we will rebuild the ancient ruins and raise up the former former devastations, and that we'll repair the ruined cities and the desolations of many generations. And so we know that this crosses the gender, it crosses denomination, it crosses age. It causes race. It is non-biased in its act of sin against humanity. And so it is just another form of slavery, which we know, as we read, that the Lord came to deliver us all from. So I just would ask that you would, those of you listening, those of you who have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, that you would join in prayer, that you would join in seeking out more information about this. You know, you would ask us to come. Mary Frances is available to go also, and other ministers. If you would like Dr. Massey, the reason I mentioned her is she is the prayer director for Wellspring Living, and she and I minister together in many ways. But she has written a book called Prayer Panels.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a scripture-based, it was based on a vision that was given, and it is a way that you could pray over seven specific areas. So you're praying both for the victims, you're praying for those that are in ministry, you're praying for those that are perpetrators of the crime. Mm-hmm. And for the church and how we might do that. So that's all available. Her contact information is on my website under the resources, and that's available. Also, it's just a minimum of $5, and we're more than happy to get that out to people so that you know how to pray, because that's what I hear a lot of times. I don't really know how to pray. But this is something the Lord gave in a vision and downloaded, and I was honored to help her do the actual physical work on it and do some graphics and share that. And she shares it freely. She's actually in the Asian countries right now in Thailand and praying over some of these international areas where these young girls and boys are brought into the United States. Even away from their families, where their families sell them because they don't have, you know, the lack and the poverty is another thing that drives this. So jobs are needed. Those of you who are employers, you know, open your doors, give opportunity to, you know, mentor to these young girls and young women so they see that there's a way out and they don't feel trapped.
That's right. We have a caller.
So, thank you.
I don't know if she wants to. Let me see if I could bring her in. One of our faithful listeners. Is this Sister Renee?
Sister Renee?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Do you have a question or a comment for our guest today?
No, I'm just listening right now. It's very insightful. I thank God for it. She's really shed some light on some stuff that I didn't know about as far as this particular situation. So I'm just listening.
All right. Well, praise God. And, you know, as you were saying, I was asking, I wanted to bring out some more things because, you know, a lot of times, well, we may have some listening audience and they may say, well, I'm not in that aspect of domestic violence, but I might be in an abusive situation. What would you say to the ladies listening that may be in an abusive situation, Sister Charlene?
Yes, yes, absolutely. The first thing I would say is you don't have to remain there.
Mm-hmm.
Is that we are available as ministers to pray with you, to ask the Lord to help you get out of that situation. Wellspring does have another, there's a Hope House in the Duluth area that ministers to those who are wanting to break free from these situations. Most of the time I found that as I have ministered to women who have been in and are trying to come out of abusive relationships, is they don't feel like they are free to do that because of threats of violence, of more violence.
Mm-hmm.
And that they need a safe place to go.
Right.
And so we need to continue to pray that there are other homes and ministries that are made available throughout the Atlanta, throughout the area, wherever you may be,
mm-hmm.
whether it's even to and to remember that the safe place, like we don't share the locations of where these homes are. We
That's
don't
good.
Publicize those things. They are to be a safe place because the enemy likes to steal, kill, and destroy. And so we just want to speak to them today in their hearts to know that there is a way of escape.
Yeah.
And that we're available to help in any way that we can. And we ask that those, you know, there are jobs available. There are people that can help you get out of that bondage, and then pray for your healing, and then pray for that which will set the captive free.
That's right.
And continue to pour in that balm of Gilead, because the healing is what will break that bondage. The healing of the Lord, the word of the Lord itself. I know, you know, and when you say abusive situations, you know, there are many forms of abuse.
That's true. That's what I was thinking.
There's
about.
Verbal. Yeah.
That's right.
There's verbal abuse,
mm-hmm.
where you're not respected, where you're not honored by those that you're in relationship with, where
mm-hmm.
they talk down to you, where they try to intimidate you, where they speak words of debasement.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
where they make you try to feel and intimidate and manipulate you to make you feel like you're lower than, you know,
mm-hmm.
but God created us in His image.
Yes, He did.
And in the mm-hmm. image of Christ, we were all made. And
Amen.
That gives us our value and our worth.
Yes, yes. And so many times, I tell them also not to cut you off, but you know, a lot of times women, I've spoken with some, they've been broken, they've been, and they feel this is the only way. I have to stay in this and accept this. You know, he may degrade me, he may even physically harm me, but I don't have anywhere else to go. And sometimes, you know, I see they may have a life, they may live a house and a car and all that, but if you're not happy, what's the purpose, you know? What is the purpose of staying there being abused? And so this is what I tell them, you know, you got to make up your mind and think about it. Is this really living? Just because I have a house, a car, and some of the better things of life, if he's abusing me and talking down to me, is that really living? You know? Amen. So
yes,
we have a
absolutely.
I think this is Bishop. Let me bring him in and see if he has something to say. He was out and about,
wonderful.
But I'll bring him in. Okay, one
wonderful.
Hello, is this Bishop? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Did you have a question or a comment for our guest?
No, not at this point.
Okay. Amen. Because you faint, as I can hardly hear you. You must be in an area where I can barely hear you. But thanks for calling in anyway. Thank you. All right, hon.
Okay. Amen. Amen. Yes. Greetings, Bishop Montgomery. And, you know, that brings another thought, dear sister, that we need men on board, desperately.
Yes.
Men on board, because these young women have, they've been abused in most cases by a male family member.
That's
in
true.
Most cases, in younger years. And so their vision of who God is so skewed. They can't see reality. They need to see men of God who are men of integrity, men of honor, who respect them, who treat them with honor. And so just as you and Bishop, as husband and wife, and, you know, we want to pray for those relationships too, that they're firmly established on the foundation of God, and that you are godly examples, that we are godly examples in the church.
Yes, hallelujah. Yes,
and
yes.
And you know, I, not to get into my personal testimony, but you know, I had you know, a situation when I was young for a family member, and so you know, that a molestation and things like that occur that was covered up until the Spirit of God revealed it and started the healing process. And because I had an absent father for many years, I didn't walk with the Lord, even though I came to Him as a young child. And so we see the need for the teaching and the discipleship, which ministries like your own, Kingdom of God Ministries, does.
Okay.
And it gives opportunity to know what the ways of the Lord are, to seek first the Kingdom of God and His righteousness, and then everything else will be added. And those that think they don't have another way because of, and let me say this, I want to declare this scripture over any of those that are listening who, or may listen, who are in a bondage situation.
Okay.
The Lord tells us in 1 Timothy that He has not given us a spirit of fear.
Amen.
Because it's fear that's keeping you there.
Mm,
it's
yes.
fear of what man will do,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to be able to trust what God can do to deliver and set free and give you a job, give you a place to stay, give you and meet your needs.
That's right.
Give
that's
you
right.
education and training. The Empowered Living Program, they actually train when the girls come in, the young girls, they give them their education. That's part of the resources that you give to, is giving them their full education. But Empowered Living is to give them the ability to get a GED, to get an internship, to move out and get jobs so that you do have a way. And so we, as the body of Christ, can open the doors and have more opportunities. Right now, there's not enough opportunities. There's not enough beds. There's not enough places for those. If the Lord would set them all free today, there wouldn't be enough open doors. There wouldn't be enough beds. There wouldn't be enough places. So ask the Lord, would you be one? Would that be part of your calling and your destiny to minister to them, to open up a home? Don't think it's going to be easy, because it's not. This is a principality. These are world rulers. This is not a little demon that's running around. This is an antichrist spirit that rules this. But, you know, we know the one who is the ruler of
that's
heaven
right.
and earth.
Amen.
And so He has ways And he does. We've got testimonies of how the Lord has spoken. He gives dreams and visions. He leaves doors open. He does things that no man can do. And so we just pray that that spirit of fear would be broken this very day. He's given you power and love and a sound mind.
Amen. Yeah.
And so we are just praising the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you,
and
Lord.
What would you say to
the
perpetrators that is perpetrating this kind of activity, the pimps and the people that exploit them? You know, I was reading over in Romans, I believe it is, and let me see. Turned over here to Romans 24, he said, therefore God also gave them up to uncleanness in the lust of their hearts to dishonor their bodies and gone, who exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worship and serve the creature rather than the creator. Amen. And I just wanted to say, you know, those men need to be healed. They need
absolutely
to have God to come in and intervene on that behalf, because you know, God can touch anyone's heart. So if you listen today, I'm just putting this out there, and you are the pimp that is exploring these young women, and God is touching your heart right now, you know you wasn't even raised that way. And God is touching your heart right now. It's not about the greed. Stop the greed. You caught up in greed. But God want to deliver you on this day. Amen? Because it was heavy on my heart. Because there will be consequences. If you don't hear the voice of the Lord is saying, today, hear my voice. Turn from your wicked ways. Amen? Amen. So that was just on my heart. God just,
amen.
I don't know. I just seen a young man. He's listening. And God was just speaking. It's like he's speaking to him. So he know who he is. Amen? So we have about 7 minutes. If you want to just open with prayer, just start praying and interceding, and we can go from there. Amen?
Amen.
Thank
you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Father, we just agree. We just agree that you are the one, that everything that is hidden, Father, you are light.
Hallelujah.
And in you there is no darkness, Lord. There's no shadow of turning, Father. We thank you now that you are exposing every scheme of the enemy, that you are exposing every place, every brothel, every holding cell, Father God, Lord, for where these young women and young boys, Lord, are held captive. Father God, you are exposing, Lord, the illegal activities of these young, most of the pimps. It's been amazing to me, Father God, that it's women also selling other women because of drugs, because of the need to stay addicted and to feed their addiction. God, we say today that the addiction, Lord, that they're not going to have the resources to do that anymore. That those drugs are going to stop. That, Lord, we declare today that their supply lines are drying up. Their supply lines, Lord, for the resources, Lord, that the men who desire this because they're addicted and they're bound in a cycle of abuse from their childhood, God, we thank you, God, that you are breaking that cycle today. We decree that the root of that is being plucked up and cut off, because you said, Father, if it wasn't planted by you, it must wither and die.
That's right.
So we say the access is drying up, and you are going to replant into their hearts and into their minds, Father, the righteousness of Christ Jesus, a desire for the pure things, the pure things, Lord. The desire for freedom, God, will be so overwhelming that they will not be able to go any further in their activities. Lord, I say with my sisters today in agreement that you're going to stop them where they are. You're going to stop them in their tracks, Father. They're not going to purchase anybody else. They're going to see it for themselves. They're going to see, this is my sister, or this is my niece, or this is my mother, or this. They're going to see through your eyes.
Yeah.
Lord, and they're going to desire nothing further, Lord, of the perversity that has been in their hearts, God. Lord, we know this is not judgment. This is, Lord, setting captives free, God, because but for your grace, there we would walk.
That's,
Lord,
yes.
we desire them to come into a relationship as you do, because you said you desire all men to be saved.
Yeah.
And so, God, we just pray, Lord, even as Bishop Montgomery and Evangelist Kathy, as they get the word of God out into the atmosphere, into the streets, into the churches, outside of the four walls.
Yes, hallelujah.
Outside of these walls, Lord, into the marketplace, Father God, that there will be a reaching out.
Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord. We have another caller on the line, and I will 8178. Caller, you're on the line. Do you have a question or comment for our guest? 8178.
Hello. I just got on the call and I'm just listening and agreeing in prayer. So,
amen.
No questions. Okay, thanks.
Mm-hmm. Amen. But as you are praying and interceding, you know, and we know God is doing some great things, and that's the burden on our heart, Minister, is to get it out. You know, so many times as the church, we sit behind the four walls, but God said he go out in the highways and the byways, and we have to compel them to come. You know, and like you were saying, there's a lot of hurting people. We go out on a daily basis and we see the hurt. And I wanted to ask you that is a lot of times, I know some of the young people are in like the state custody, and when they release them, I guess they just put them out on the street, because I find a lot of homelessness. A lot of young people is homeless nowadays. Would that be contributed to maybe they don't have a place to go? Amen?
Absolutely. That's an excellent observation. The homeless, the runaways, and mm-hmm. even the children in foster care are mm-hmm. what's considered at-risk children. And that's one of the things that Wellspring partners with the state on is mm-hmm. if they get into the court system and then they are released instead of to their own, they can be released to these ministries who have been approved through the Justice Department. And there is a juvenile justice system here in Georgia that is, you know, we work with the governor's mm-hmm. task force. There are many agencies and many others. But I just have to say again, there are very few that actually have a home and that have been approved to counsel, to provide for, and to get the, because they are minors. They can't just go anywhere. But yes, mm-hmm. Taking care. So that is one of the church's assignments. That's one of our assignments as the body of Christ, is to provide for those who don't have food and don't have clothing and shelter. You know, the Lord told us that. That was the fast that he had chosen, you know, to provide, to go and minister to those in prison ministry. I have a dear sister who's doing her first fundraiser because she ministers through to those in prison, and I do want to mention that Chabar Ministries.
We have about 1 minute and a half. I want you to give out your website. Let the audience know where they can go to contact you, where they can even volunteer. Amen.
Yes. Amen. Thank you once again. It is www.lydiashouseofprayer.com. Lydiashouseofprayer.com is my ministry. And we minister in strategic intercession, prophetic intercession. We also do prayer counseling individually to young women and for the volunteering to actually help a ministry that's aligned for the trafficking. You can go to the website wellspringliving.org, and you can go through, find out more about that, and there's a place to volunteer. Like I said,
awesome.
You can share in many ways, whether it is giving, of the abundance that the Lord has given you or giving of your time. And we just offer that up. So I just want to thank you. What a privilege and an honor it has been today. I just ask the Lord to bless you and Bishop in this ministry, a Kingdom of God Ministries, to open more doors to get the word out.
Amen.
Yes, thank you.
We love you, and thank you for joining us, and we'll have you back soon, and we can talk soon. All right, be blessed.
Bless you. Thank you all. Bye now. Love you too. Thank you, dear.